Yeah, so just thinking about a lot of things, laying in my bedroom right now, thinking about how I have the bedroom laid out. No, I'm actually thinking about how my ears hurt because I just had my headphones stuck to my head very tightly as I was listening intently to the podcast that made me extremely happy. That I gave a lot of time between the last time I listened to it and now because I had quite a lot going on and I didn't have the time to absorb that podcast like I normally did. And I made it happen tonight, and I am so thankful I did. My mind is just stretched and worked into the forms that it was in several months ago before the quarantine, lockdown, everything like that, which doesn't matter really who you are, it has major effects. And it had a major effect on me, in feeling constrained and confined in to a small place on top of not having my own car to drive around right now. Perhaps I'm in almost like a personal rehab situation, because I am so limited to the things that I have here. My bookshelf is severely limited to what it was. My clothing is severely limited. My technology is not the most optimal, but I've overcome many challenges with my technology in this past few months. Challenges that I didn't think I was going to overcome, and one in particular turned out to be so much easier. I didn't even have to think of solving it, and it solved itself. So that was pretty amazing. The other challenges that I still have yet to overcome, I don't know how they're going to fix themselves or how I'm going to fix them, but sure, I would like them to happen sooner. But I'm also very patient, with myself in terms of when those get done. So I'm just very much being patient in this time. And well, at one time, at half of the time, it's kind of making me feel very constrained and physically constrained and mentally constrained. The other half of the time, it is producing an environment which I'm actually much more strong in, and I've never had a personal space that I've worked to make so livable and strong and solid. After coming from a year of living in an apartment where I had a mattress on the floor and didn't have any of my own money, so I had to spend all my time there and was really suffering. And this time, you know, it's worse before better, but I think I'm getting to the worst part, which means I'm getting closer to the better. And by worse, I mean internally in my mind, it's getting, you know, worse, but I think it's like contracting to solidify the new muscles and the new strengths that I have developed over this time period. And I think that's pretty great. I think that is pretty great indeed. So basically, I'm just practicing my podcast abilities because, yes, I have much more to say. And I would have said it so well. However, my brain stopped the thought process, and I wouldn't want you just to sit and listen to me try and remember or try to think what I was going to say. So I'm going to end it there for now. before I have to think too much about what I forgot. And I just want to say thank you for listening. And if you actually do listen to the end of this, go follow me on my social media, which is Bijan Azadi on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Byte, everything. So go check it out over there. Let me know that you came from the podcast. That would be really cool. If you listen to this part all the way to the end of the podcast, that would be amazing if you let me know. And I'm recording this on Anchor, so there's probably an ad before this. Thank you for listening to the ad, because it gives me a penny every time you do it, and I think that's pretty great. So, all right, thank you. Bye.